We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back from the New York Post update on the situation out of Buffalo that occurred last weekend. We told you the other day that the suspected shooter in Buffalo, Peyton Gendron, had invited a number of people into a private chat room about 30 minutes before the shooting at Tops grocery store in Buffalo. And that during this chat room, 30 minutes prior to the shooting, shared his plans, detailed plans on what he was about to do. We now know that 15 people accepted the invitation to that private chat room, chillingly named Happening, This Is Not a Drill.
We can't charge all of those people?
I don't know. The Washington Post reports that 15 people accepted the investigation or the invitation, citing a person with knowledge of the messaging platform's probe. A copy of the invite reviewed by the Washington Post said the accepted users also could view a video stream through Twitch of what happened 30 minutes later. It is unclear. Here we go. It is unclear if Discord, that's the site that he used for the chat, will be able to determine exactly what the 15 users did after they accepted Gendron's invitation. They are assisting law enforcement. Now, whether or not they have grounds for any sort of charges, who knows? A Discord rep also telling CNN, what we know at this time is that a private invite-only server was created by the suspect. 15 people, we have now learned, tuned into that chat. But whether or not they were active participants in the chat is
just
unknown.
Just by knowing that this is about to happen makes them a participant. It certainly makes them spectators.
But you have to be able to prove, and here's where the law gets a little tricky.
Right, that he was just blowing off steam. He didn't really mean it, even though he had posted maps of the grocery store.
And keep in mind, it was entitled, This Is Not a Drill, Happening Now. This Is Not a Drill was the name of the invite. But if I'm a defense lawyer, prove that my client was actually paying any attention. Once he or she accepted the invite to this chat.
Yeah, I went and did gardening work out back.
Yeah. Shortly after they accepted the chat, they just accepted it. They knew Gendron. He annoyed them, but they accepted it anyway. And right after they accepted it, they got up from their computer and they went and took a shower. Or they went outside. Or mom called them upstairs and they had to get to the grocery store. I mean, you've got to be able to prove that my client paid attention and was aware. And I don't think you can do it, sadly.
You could release their names.
That's the problem. Sam, explain this.
So Discord is based off of a username that you create, typically an alias, because people don't want to be identified by their full name on a public encrypted chat forum. And I'm assuming, as I said when we talked about this earlier in the week, if they were involved in this type of content, they probably made the account with a fake email address. And if I had to guess as well, after the incident actually happened, they probably deleted their accounts because it happened.
Yeah, but deleting the account doesn't mean that
they can go back and look at those IP addresses, can't they?
It depends if they were just using a outright IP address or if they were going through a VPN of some sorts. It's not difficult to mask your IP.
From the text line, that's funny, Scott. You know none of those dudes in that chat ever go outside. Okay, fair point.
That's what I said. I'm going to go do gardening. If you're in that chat room, what are you doing?
You probably spent a lot of time
ironing
in mom's
your white
basement.
Hood?
Well, you probably spent a lot of time in mom's basement. And yes, maybe sewing on a patch to your white outfit. Yes. By the way, they're now saying that the dispatcher who hung up on a caller from the supermarket is going to be fired.
No.
Can you believe that? The dispatcher, we told you about this earlier this week, the dispatcher said to the caller who had called in from the grocery store from Tops and was whispering, the dispatcher said, "Why are you whispering?" "I don't know, maybe because I'm being shot at and he's right there and I'm trying not to get any attention."
You could tell the dispatcher was annoyed, short-tempered, like didn't understand, and then just hung up.
Yeah.
Now, the call center, sheriff's department, police department is all saying the response was as quick as it could have been.
2 minutes.
Because so many people were calling in at the same time, including someone outside by the cart corral who saw him get out of the car with the gun. This guy crouched down, immediately called 911. Authorities were there in 2 minutes. The best chance anyone had at stopping him was that hero, former Buffalo police officer turned security guard, Mr. Salter, who sadly was shot and killed. But still, the dispatcher, I think, has shown that this is not probably the line of work for her.
They're going to have a hearing on May 30th. A hearing will be held in which, and I'm quoting here from one of the county officials, the county executive, in fact, in which our intention will be to terminate the 911 call taker who acted totally inappropriately, not following protocol. He reiterated that the dispatcher's tone was a completely inappropriate response in a terrible situation.
This woman then had to call her boyfriend, who then called 911.
The dispatcher's name was not released due to department standards regarding anybody who is under administrative suspension. Law enforcement response time to the shooting, though, as Dana pointed out, was incredibly effective. They were there within 2 minutes.
Here's the other thing. I think the dispatcher did hear there was a shooter. Listen to this line. She proceeded in a very nasty tone and says, "I can't hear you. Why are you whispering? You don't have to whisper." Listen to this. "They can't hear you."
Who's they?
I think she meant the shooter. "I continued to whisper, 'Ma'am, he is still in the store. He's still shooting. I'm scared for my life. Please send help.'" The fact that the dispatcher said, "I can't hear you. Why are you whispering? You don't have to whisper. They can't hear you," says to me she heard the initial sentence, which was, "Please send help. There's a shooter in the store."
Quick break for the news. Don't forget, we've got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. And make sure you check out our podcast. Sam does a great job getting the podcast up at the end of each hour, right after the hour ends. You can check out the Dana and Parks podcast at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.